Moncrief on News Talk.
Of course, it's Mother's Day this weekend. And when you received advice from your mother in the past, how much attention did you pay to it? You may well have rejected it at the time, only to see the wisdom in it years later. Sometimes, sadly, after that parent was gone. News Talk's Henry McKean, who always listens to his mammy, has been out gathering nuggets of wisdom. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And you're right, I do try and listen to my mum, but not always. She once said, watch out for pickpockets. And then I got pickpocketed because I didn't watch out.
Okay,
You know, and it was a brand new iPhone, uninsured. We won't go into that.
This was, I remember that was.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah. But she did warn me and I didn't listen. And the other one, you know, I used to say when I was a boy, I used to say, I'm hungry. And she would say, have a banana. And I still say that at home to my kids. Have a banana.
Yeah. But do they listen to you?
No.
No, you see, that's the thing. Yeah.
They just rot.
Parents say stuff to their kids and then the kids grow up and end up saying to their kids, who ignore them in turn. So all this wisdom's going to waste.
Oh, it's no, completely. And yeah, it's too late then. But yeah, here is a mum and Irish budgeting mammy, Anne Marie Gaynor.
So I suppose the greatest advice my mum gave me, when we bring it back to budgeting, is when she used to do the envelopes. For things like we used to get the milk delivered and she didn't have to pay only once a month and Vegetable Man and different things like that. So the best advice I got, and something that I still use, and the big thing with my budgeting, is from watching her. She didn't actually give the advice, but I watched her putting money aside for different things and different bills. And that was probably the best budgeting advice she gave me.
Hi, Henry. It's me, your mother. You'd like me to recall the advice that my mother gave me. My dear mother nearly died, your grandmother nearly died 40 years ago. As you know, I went to boarding school at the age of 8, so I'm finding it rather hard to remember my mother's advice, except the most important thing, she'd always say, Rose, remember, keep your faith, go to Mass every Sunday. She was also into tidiness. She encouraged my sister and I to be resilient and to look groomed, and also to maintain our good friendships with our friends. And something else she should say, now, Rose, are you hungry? Yes, I'd say. And she'd say, okay, have a banana. That will keep you going.
There you go. There's the banana advice there right at the end there. And a lot in there about
faith
and friends and all
and don't look scruffy, even though I just spilled, I think it's coffee on my shirt.
Yeah. So your mother might be listening
now. I do look
disheveled. You can't see it, Rose, is fine.
Unkempt. Yeah. No, but yeah, no, it's true. We really should try and listen a little bit more. And when it comes to that, I mean, there's people today out getting tattoos saying stuff like, I love you, mum, or I love you, ma'am. And we're asking, is that a good idea? We were there on Drury Street in Dublin today, and there's basically a personalized greeting card company and a tattoo parlor, and they are offering basically mum tattoos.
My name is Ryan Kelly, and I am owner of Heartbreak Social Club.
Tell me, you're doing Mother's Day tattoos. Are they for the mums? Who are they for?
Collaborating with Moonpig, we are having a two-day event where Moonpig take over Heartbreak Social Club, and we offer free tattoos, Mother's Day-based designs for people to have an alternative option of how to tell their mother they love them this year. So people come down throughout the day and can get tattooed from our flash sheet that includes small designs for Mother's Day.
We're looking at some of the designs. So there's love, there's ma'am with a heart, there's graw, I think it says graw, and we've got flowers and roses. They're popular with the young people?
Yeah, so these designs, and specifically this type of style, is fine line tattoos. So that's where you can tattoo at a much smaller scale. So the tattoos are small and neat, and that is kind of what's in play with what would be most popular nowadays.
Even though the young people might be trying to show love to their mam, the mams might go crazy.
100%. I'm sure there'll be a few disappointed mams along the way, but I think the idea behind it was right, but maybe the reaction won't be.
And what was the best advice your mam gave you?
One thing that my mother always told me, and it didn't really make sense to me until I got older, was learning to say no. And she always told me if she learned to say no sooner in life, she would have had a much smoother life. And when I got older, I eventually realised one day that maybe I was a yes man, and saying no gave me a lot more freedom.
There you go. Don't say yes to everything. And free tattoos. Yeah. People are going to go home and look on Sunday, show, you know.
This is my
gift.
Well,
I suppose the plastic bit would be off it at that stage of the game if you got it today. But even still, your mother might be...
I think mams would be furious. They'll be furious.
One texter says, I'm 100% turning into my mother. I hear myself saying word for word what she said to me to my kids. It's not a bad thing, but quite remarkable how it happens. Yeah.
No, for sure.
It is quite remarkable how it happens.
And like yourself, for example, you would say that to me, even though, you know, we're basically, we're not brothers. What are we? Blood brothers? I don't know what we are. We father and son. I don't know. I'm not sure who's the father. But so you would say that to me. No, you would say, remember, you know, you've got to get better at saying no. And I'm not. I really need to be.
Yeah.
I need to say no a lot more.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
And no, for sure. Anyway, here are young people queuing for that tattoo.
So the best advice my mum gave me was to have kids young so I can grow up with them, really.
And have you had a child yet?
I have, yeah. I have a one-year-old.
And how old were you when you had the child?
I was 24.
So you were young, relatively young.
Very young, yeah. Young, well, not really young-ish. I think nowadays people are having kids young. I think it's good to grow up with your kids.
It's a good age to have one.
I think it is good, yeah. I think it's good age. My mum had me quite young, so yeah. My mum had me at 16.
So she was just 16. Yeah. That is very young.
Very young, yeah. So I think I followed in her footsteps.
And was she a good mum? Is she a good mum?
She is, yeah. She's a brilliant mum, yeah. She's a great nanny as well to Mabel. And I look back, though,
I think... You had a good relationship.
Yeah, definitely. Great relationship.
You're queuing for a tattoo, a mam tattoo. Would your mummy mind?
Yeah, I'm covered in tattoos, so...
She won't be offended?
No, definitely not.
What's the best advice your mum gave you?
Probably just to kind of manage to beat my own drum. Just don't care what anybody else thinks and just do what makes me happy.
Do you beat your own drum?
I'd say yeah.
Yeah.
She does.
I'd say yeah.
And what does that mean, beating your own drum? Does it mean backing yourself?
Yeah, so doing
shouting
what you want.
About yourself?
Yeah, just doing what you want apart from what anybody else thinks or says about it.
And you're queuing to get a mam tattoo. Mm-hmm. Would your mum's not freak out?
My mum hates my tattoos, but I would like to keep her with me every day, so I'm doing it for her still.
So. She's still beating her own drum.
It's just be yourself and do the stuff you want and don't be afraid to be yourself.
And tell us about your mum. Where is she today?
She's in Rotterdam, actually. I'm here for my internship, so I miss her a bit. She's always there for me, and she once told me a day that she's not only my mom, but also my best friend, so I can talk about everything with her.
My mom is a very sweet woman. She has a couple of kids. And she loves all of us equally, and she always told us to love all the people around you and give as much love to the people around you, because then it makes your life a bit better to just love people around you. Yeah, and she always told us that.
And do you have a good relationship with your mom?
Yes, my mom is amazing, because she is very strong, and she's like, I don't know, she always pulls through everything, and she's always there for every one of us, so... She's amazing. I love her.
One texter says, my mom still gives great advice and I find I take it more and more as I become a mother myself. That's interesting, because often you hear sometimes the opposite of that, you know, there's a bit of judginess going on. I miss my mom every day. I was in my late 50s when I lost her, but we were so close. I'll find Sunday hard. Another texter says, we never had kids, really wanted them. It just didn't work out for me and my husband. We have a lovely life and I feel like I've moved on from that loss or grief. Yeah, you feel like when you aren't a mom, but I still find Mother's Day difficult. Oh, gosh. There was a lot of young people, obviously, that they were the ones queuing up to get the free tattoos. You know, people have a bit more miles on the clock. How do they feel about that?
Absolutely. And hearing those people, I mean, for many, Mother's Day is a tough day. I did get to meet a blonde, and she would call herself a blonde, Maria Buckley. And she talks about her mum, who lived to nearly 100, Betty Cooney Fitzsimons.
If I was ever in a mood or upset, she would say, just sit down there and tell yourself a funny story.
So how would you do that? Could you give me an example?
How would I tell myself a funny story? Well, would you want me to be here all day?
I do. Can you repeat one of those funny stories that you would tell yourself?
It's a blonde joke, and they're no longer PC because blondes didn't like being mocked.
So what's the blonde joke?
It is, how do you know that a blonde has been editing the computer? There's Tippex on the screen.
Tell us about your mum. Is she still with us?
No. Lived until nearly 100, having smoked all her life. A raving beauty. A fantastic lady. Full of life. And loved people. And was very, very good at promoting other people in relation to helping one another and doing things that were kind.
So she was kind and she was a raving beauty.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about her beauty.
Well, she was blonde and had an aquiline nose, of which she was very proud.
So describe that nose.
It started in the centre between her eyes, obviously, well, most people's noses do, and came out without a bump. I mean, to me, she seemed perfect. When you're a child, you think your mother is perfect, don't you?
And did she turn heads?
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, yes.
And you're very proud of her?
I absolutely adore her, yeah.
So even with the smoking, she lived to nearly 100?
Well, yes. Well, she did actually have the willpower to stop. I think it was temporarily when she was in her 70s because she started getting strokes. But she was quite humorous about it because the interns in the hospital were concerned. So she used to smoke out the window. And they'd say, Mrs. Fitzsimons, have you stopped smoking? Oh, but of course, dear, she'd say.
Since the one I just had out the window. That was Maria Buckley there, describing for us all what a nose looks like. I'm in my 20s and I'm so close to my mum. She gives great advice about dating and everything, really. My pals find it so unusual, as none of them tell their parents anything. I think I'm just very lucky. Yeah, that's interesting. Getting yourself a tattoo for Mother's Day is right down there with bringing a bunch of daffodils that you nicked from a neighbouring garden. Says it's another text who obviously doesn't approve of the whole tattoo culture. The best piece of advice my mum gave me was never go against the family. Well, it was either her or Marlon Brando. Yeah, six of one, half dozen of the other. But generally speaking, I suppose you should be giving your kids advice about, you know, just have a bit of cop on, have a bit of sense.
Oh, 100%. I mean, cop on is so important. And also, be careful of boys taking advantage.
Not being silly with boys, not getting into trouble, not being moralistic now. But you know what men are like?
Well, they will take advantage sometimes.
They will.
So not all men.
Not all men. Unfortunately, it's growing at the moment. But I am married to a nice man for 37 years.
He's nice.
He's lovely. He's from Cork too. Yeah. I often think of things she would say, you know, like about being careful, not talking to strangers and knowing your own mind and that. She was a very forward, like I'm 60 this year, she was a very forward-thinking woman for her day and that, like.
So she was quite liberal, even though she didn't want you, you know, being taken advantage of by boys?
Well, she was liberal, and even today, today's parents don't say that to their kids. Having a bit of cop on, that's gone in today's world and that, like. It was always good advice. Her advice still sits in my head today with various
really?
Things.
You would
yeah.
still go to her advice? You'd still
I would
think,
still.
What would my mum think?
Not, or something advice? Would happen and you could hear what she would have said in the background.
Really?
About.
She'd still be up there?
She was a wonderful woman. She died young. And
how old was she when
she died? She was only 64.
And how old were you?
I was 35, yeah.
So that must have been so hard for you and the family.
That was hard. But, you know, she was like, she wasn't one of these people who also said, oh, they're the doctor, the priest, they know better. She was kind of into take everybody as they come. You don't put people on a pedestal is what she was saying. That's everybody.
Well, she always encouraged me to be true to myself, do what I loved, no matter what it took. Always just make myself whatever made me happy, go after that, yeah.
I mean, I love the arts, which is always a scary thing to get into, and she's always encouraged it, so I think that's the best she's ever told me, just do what you want to do.
My name is Aidan. I now live in Dublin. I'm originally from Cork. I suppose the best piece of advice that I got was, if you start something, finish it. And if you are doing something, try and do it at your best of your ability, otherwise you'll find it boring. Which I do think that people, if you don't give everything your all, whether whatever your all is, you'll just be bored, and a bit like studying, a bit like working, a bit like everything else. If you just give it your all, then you'd probably be more interested in it.
best advice my mum gave me would have been to just be myself.
There you go. If you're planning to start something, finish it. Unless, of course, it's murder, in which case we'd advise you not to finish that. Henry, thanks a million as ever. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.